That's our ring. Time for Mom and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. The mystery why Lum decided to run Abner for the now vacant office of mayor of Pine Ridge instead of himself was cleared up when Lum revealed he was planning to remain in the background as silent Lum Ebbers. He would be the town's new political boss who would merely run everything. After swearing Abner to secrecy, Lum settled down to making plans for a smooth functioning organization before announcing Abner's candidacy. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Ladies, when you're out shopping and you stop to check over your list, be sure you have everything you want. Now, think a second. How about that Alka-Seltzer supply? Are the tablets down to four? Well, if they are, that's the time to buy some more. Remember Alka-Seltzer's pleasant, refreshing relief for those occasional shopping headaches. See how quickly Alka-Seltzer's pain-relieving analgesic goes right to work on your headache. It can go to work fast because it dissolves into a solution before you drink it. Yes, Alka-Seltzer can give you the kind of relief you want when you want it. You see, it's compounded by Miles Laboratories according to a secret scientific process. And that's why we say there's nothing quite like it. And when you need it, be sure you have it. So get a large economical package from your drugstore today. The large family size contains over three times as many tablets as the smaller Get Acquainted package, yet costs only twice as much. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old politicians in the Jotham Down store. Abner is a little confused about how things are being run.
Well, now, Lum, when are you going to tell them that I'm running for mayor? Nobody ain't going to vote for me unless they know I'm one of the candidates.
Well, they'll find out in plenty of time. Don't worry about that. Just leave that up to old Silent Lum Edwards.
Oh, you're going to silence me right out of campaign if you ain't careful.
No, I won't. Trouble with you, you ain't been in politics long enough to know how us political bosses work.
Well, I was a notary public for my last 20 years.
Yeah, but the last 10 years, you had plumb out of office and never even noticed.
Well, I still think we ought to tell the folks that I'm running so that I can get myself some votes.
I'll get the votes for you. What I want to do first is get everything organized.
Organized?
Yeah, I'll figure just how I'm going to handle everything. Study up our platform.
Well, I do. A platform? You mean I've got to stand up on a platform up there and make speeches to people? So, because I don't know nothing about making speeches, Lum. Let me stand on the ground. Don't get me up on no high platform.
No, I mean, we got to let people know just what you're fighting for.
Well, I know what I'm fighting for. I'm fighting to get elected as mayor of Pine Ridge, Arkansas. That's what I'm fighting for. I know that I'm going to get in that office and I'll find a new constable around here, clean up the whole city, give him.
Yeah, but that ain't enough.
Ain't enough. That's the highest office in town.
Yeah, but here's what I mean, Ab. You see, Pine Ridge has let itself get pretty run down. Things are in bad shape here. That is, politics speaking. So what we need is some new life in our town given in. Some new blood. Get some fellas in office that knows what they're doing.
I thought we was going to run me first.
That's what I mean. Oh. Somebody that'll give the citizens a square deal and opportunity for every man to get ahead.
That sounds good. I'll use that much speaking. Yeah, from the ground on no platform.
What we need to do is sweep out the old and sweep in the new.
Now, wait a minute. That's the kind of work I'm trying to get away from, that sweeping, Lum. That's all I did here in the store as far back as I can recollect, sweep out.
I'm talking about political sweeping.
That's going to look fine. Me sitting there in a mayor's swiveled up chair with my silk hat on, my swallow tail coat, and a broom in my hand.
Wait a minute. Granny, that ain't a bad idea. Yes, sir. That's a good
one. Now, just a minute now, Lum. What are you trying to do? Make me the laughing stock of the whole town?
Oh, I'm just trying to get you elected mayor. Here's what we'll do. We'll have some pictures of you taken standing there with a broom in your hand. And underneath it, we'll put, a new broom sweeps clean. Hey, that's practical, a stroke of genius, you know it?
Now, just a minute, Lum. They want a mayor, not a street sweeper.
They want a man that'll clean up the town, give them in. We're going to use that new broom thing as a slogan for your campaign. And then he's, wait a minute. That's what we'll name the party. We'll name it that. The New Broom Party. Makes a clean sweep. That sounds good, don't it?
And I wish you could think up something else for me to have my picture taken besides a broom, though.
Well, just stop worrying about that. You ain't going to have to do no actual sweeping yourself.
Well, I better not. If I do have to do any of it in this new office, I'll take it up with the mayor, I'll take... I'll be the mayor myself. Keep forgetting that.
Yeah, you got to start acting more like a mayor, too. Be more dignified and all that.
Dignified, huh?
Act important. Show everybody what a big man you are. Natural born leader of men. All that junk. I'd even start carrying a cane.
Cane? A walking stick?
Yes. Sort of swing it when you walk down the street.
Well, that's a good idea. Always want an excuse to carry one of them. I reckon it'd be all right to carry my cane in my left hand.
Why, left hand?
Well, I'll be carrying a grocery basket in my right hand. I always carry them in my right arm when I'm making a dealer, but sort of seems like I'm always in my right arm somewhere.
Well, I don't believe you ought to carry the cane when you're making a dealer. Them two things don't go together, don't seem.
Well, maybe I ought to stop making a deal of it altogether. Just let you do that. What do you think about that, Ron?
Well...
You said I was supposed to act dignified and important all the time from now on.
Yeah, I know, but...
Toby, that's a good idea. No more deal of it for me.
Well, now, wait a minute, Adam. We want to carry things too far.
Huh?
After all, the people want to vote for somebody like yourselves, a man of the people, a common man. Oh. Gives them confidence in you to see you out there every day earning an honest dollar.
Yeah, but a while ago you said that...
Just recollect that I'm running your campaign, and don't ask so many questions. Don't you trust me?
Well, sure, I trust
you. All right, then. Now, the next thing we've got to do is line up some other candidates.
To run again?
No, to run on our party ticket for the other offices that's open.
Oh.
Alderman, recorder, and street commissioner, dog catcher. I forget what all there.
Well, are you going to run all that campaign, too?
Why, sure. But they'll never know.
They won't. Well, how can you run their campaign without them seeing you and talking to you and all that?
Yeah, it is going to be kind of hard, ain't it?
Why, sure it is.
Wonder how them other political bosses work that. I know they always stay in the background and keep silent and secret and all that.
Yeah, well, if you expect to boss anybody, you're going to have to come right out flat-footed and tell them that you're their boss.
Maybe I could just hold party meetings at night. Keep the lamp turned down sort of low and wear a mask.
A mask?
Yeah.
Well, I've got a mask for where to place you can borrow if you want it. It's sort of a monkey face. Well, I'm awful comical looking. I wore it to a Halloween party one
well,
time.
Well, I don't want that.
Well, it sure livened up the meetings, I'll say that first.
Well, Abner, I don't mean that kind of a mask. I'm talking about something...
Well, Tedrick's got one. It's sort of an Irishman face, got red chin whiskers. The funniest looking thing you ever said, I don't. Special when Tedrick put that face on.
I just mean a plain black mask, just to keep folks from knowing who I am. Like hold up men wear.
But you ain't gonna hold up no politician.
No.
I don't see what you wanna keep folks from knowing who you are for. You ain't done nothing bad. You ain't held up nobody,
no.
Have you, Lord?
Trouble with you, Evan, you just don't understand about how our political boss works.
Well, I reckon I don't.
See, he's supposed to keep out of the limelight, near as I can figure out.
Oh.
He gets things organized to where he can put different fellas in different offices. And then through them, he sort of runs the whole shebang.
You're going around everything, huh?
Why, sure.
Oh.
I'm the one that wants to clean up this town, bring it to life again, give it a good, honest giverment.
Oh.
So natural, I'm the one that wants to be the boss and see that it's done.
Yeah, I think so.
But in order to do that, I've got to stay in the background, not let folks know I'm the power behind the scenes. I want you to recollect that.
Yeah, I will.
Don't go around telling everybody that I'm running your campaign. Just tell them you're running your own.
Oh.
Tell them you're just a common man that decides he wants to run for mayor.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, let me get that. Now, run back over it again for me. I'm running my own campaign.
Wait a minute. There comes Squire Stinkles out there.
Oh.
He asked if you'll recollect what I told you when he's in.
Well,
all right. I don't want meddling around with my career. Now, howdy, Squire.
Well, gentlemen, how am I good playing this fine wintry day?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon, Squire.
Well, Adler, let me be the first to congratulate you.
Congratulate me?
Yes, I just heard that you've thrown your hat in the ring. Going to run for mayor in the coming election. I'm proud to hear it, Abner.
Wait a minute. Where did you hear that, Squire? I haven't even announced... That is, Abner ain't even announced that he's a candidate yet.
Well, as a matter of fact, Lon, it was sort of a rumor now that you mention it. It is true, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's true, all right, Squire.
Abner, who did you tell this to?
Why? Well, nobody. Nobody at all. Not our soul. Well, that's Grand Pappy's fear.
Grand Pappy?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's strange. Might just as well put it on the front page in the newspaper, you tell him.
Well, even if the word has gotten around a little prematurely, Lum, I still think it's a fine idea. Yes, I'd like to see you get an office, Abner.
Well, much obliged, Squire.
I suppose Lum is going to handle the campaign for you.
Why, yeah. No, he ain't, no.
Well, that's strange. Who is going to do it?
Why, nobody. I'm running my own. I'm just a common mayor that's... Common man that's decided to run for common mayor.
He's on his own,
Squire. Well, now, that's no way to run a campaign. You need a good manager, Abner. You're liable to lose out altogether if you go into this thing ill-prepared. Lum, you better get in there and handle it for him.
Yeah, I know, but you see, it's trouble. I'd rather not.
Well, you're his best friend, and Lum, he needs a friend at a time like this. He's a good head to guide him, help him with his speeches and all that.
Yeah, but you see, it's trouble.
Yes, Lum, you better do that. Abner, you talk to him now. You make him do it.
No, I don't believe I better, Squire.
Hmm. Well, are you sure that you don't have somebody else for manager?
No, nobody.
Well, I'll tell you what then, Abner. I'll take over that job myself.
Huh?
Yes, sir, I'm not going to stand by and let my good friend get defeated just because of poor management. No, sir.
Well, Squire.
Abner, have you thought up any general campaign line, any slogans, anything like that?
Well, I sort of thought about me being a new broom for him at the clean sweep, you know.
Excellent. Great. Just the sort of thing we need. Well, I tell you what I'll do. I'll go back to the office and start building our program with that in mind, Abner. We'll put on a campaign like this town's never seen before. Well, so long, then. I'll see you later, Mayor.
Well, it looks as though candidate Abner is going to have plenty of management for his campaign. But I'm afraid it's going to lack one element. Harmony. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. You know, friends, we hear so much about acid indigestion, I sometimes wonder if any of us are lucky enough to escape it. Now, if you have occasional acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. You see, Alka-Seltzer can give the kind of prompt relief that's hard to beat. It helps sweeten a sour acid stomach. It helps neutralize excess gastric acidity. And its analgesic helps relieve the headache that often goes with an upset stomach. And that's why we say there's nothing quite like it. Only Miles Laboratories know how to compound Alka-Seltzer according to a secret scientific process. You can get its fast relief in any drugstore. Now remember, it's Alka-Seltzer you want. So ask your druggist for a large 60-cent package today. Then, for occasional acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.